18 minutes past the hour. Thanks for tuning in to Catholic Connection with EWTN. It's a Thursday, not just any Thursday, Holy Thursday. Father Mitch Baca with our cultural connections, a noted theologian, author, scripture scholar, and EWTN host. Father, great to have you with us every Thursday, especially on this Holy Thursday. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be with y'all, too.
Well, Father, quickly, I wanted to take us back, go into a time capsule. Years ago, and I think you would remember this, there was a beautiful musical video that the wonderful artist Dana did, and it was a woman who was post-abortive and also a woman appealing to Christ. You know what I'm talking about. And then also in the same video was a woman talking about my body, my choice, and then Dana talking about this is my body. And that came to mind. We're going to play a little bit of this a little bit later in our interview. It came to mind thinking about here we are in Holy Week, Holy Thursday today, but what happened earlier in the Supreme Court is so indicative of our culture in it's all about me and my body. I was just wondering if you could talk about that a little bit this morning.
Yeah, the Supreme Court is trying to deal with another issue, which is the use of a pill that was actually, as I understand it, was made for something else, but it's an abortifacient at the early stages. So it causes an abortion at the early stages of development. And this is something that is being promoted by a lot of politicians. And so now it's come to the Supreme Court because it is at times being sent to different women in the mail so they can take it at home. And this is, of course, problematic on a number of levels. One of the concerns, of course, is that the child dies. That's and the recognition of the importance of life from the moment life begins, which is at conception, not in the third month or at birth or any other time. That child's full DNA is present and at conception, and no more DNA will be put in there. So this is, taking the life of a child, and it's being promoted by a lot of people as a way to maintain women's freedom, especially in those states where abortion has been made illegal. A number of states have opted to put the right to an abortion in their constitution. Michigan has done that, as I understand, and Ohio. Other states don't allow abortion. So it's being sent by mail. And the judges are taking a look at this, and the problem with doing this in the court system is they have to look at the issue through the lens of who has standing to bring a case to anybody else. You know, why are these people suing? They have to look at how does this making the pill available, the pill that does an abortion, how does that harm you? If it doesn't harm you, because this case includes some doctors, then you don't have standing. That is an official reason to pursue this case. So these are the kind of issues that we're having. And meanwhile, through all of this, we have politicians who are running for office at different levels of the government saying that I will make sure that you can have an abortion. This becomes their key moral stance, that to make that you should vote for me. My re-election depends on you being able to have an abortion. And this is, you know, using an anti-life approach towards, you know, the future of the country. And this is something that makes me, of course, you know, sad, but also makes it clear to me, because there are a lot of Catholics who agree mm-hmm. with this being available, because they see the issue not as one of protecting the life of the unborn, but as having a right to make that decision. And even if they don't agree with it, they said, I can't take away somebody else's right to have this pill to abort their baby.
I'm going to talk more about this with Father Mitch Pacwa. It's Holy Thursday. This is my body. Christ gave it up for us. What are we giving up for him? We'll be right back.
It's not up to you. I will decide. This is my body, and I alone will choose. If this life within me lives or dies, this is my body. I'll do what I must do. This is my life. I will not sacrifice my life for you.
My body given up for you, that you might live eternally. This is my
It is an absolutely beautiful video, and you can find it very easily. Just do a Google search for This Is My Body, Dana EWTN. We'll put a link to it as well in the Catholic Connection. Father, I think, and you remember that video, it really says it all, especially for this week, correct?
Absolutely, in so many ways, absolutely. Because it is important for us to remember, today is Holy Thursday, and in the face of so many Catholics, I just saw a survey, Catholics have the lowest rate of church attendance right now. This is a horrible situation. But we, you know, what, I don't care if you're, who you're mad at. Today we celebrate the washing of the feet and the giving of the Holy Eucharist, where Christ said to a piece of bread, this is my body. And we treat the Holy Eucharist with, you know, incredible respect and love. And we adore Christ because he did become flesh. And if we can show this type of respect and love for Jesus in the Holy Sacrament, then the same needs to be for the bodies of our children. He's the one who says, whatever you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me. And this is a point that all of us need to remember whenever we see anybody, at a time when one man very wickedly has gone on a murder spree, stabbing people. You know, this week, a cop at a traffic stop is shot in the stomach and killed. And those are the murders that make it to the news. We see this disrespect for human life at every stage. And, you know, while politicians can argue about gun control and that, we see that the issue is a disrespect for human life at the very outset. You cannot replace a life that has died. Every unique individual is precious in God's sight and needs to be precious in ours. And just as we worship the body of Christ, because it's his whole person, his body, blood, soul, and divinity present in the most blessed sacrament. We can then take a look at the bodies of children, even, you know, many of these embryos that are going to be aborted are smaller than a host. Others are, you know, larger. And, you know, we say, look, I can recognize by the eyes of faith that this is the body of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit inspires me to recognize Jesus Christ in this most blessed sacrament. And Christians over the centuries have given their lives to defend the blessed sacrament from desecration. We also can and must extend the same kind of loving respect to the bodies of children in the womb, that he says, if you treat them with you know, disregard, if you kill them, you kill Jesus. God takes our attitude toward the least people as an attitude toward him. And when any politician promotes abortion, when any doctor promotes abortion, and when family members push another family member to abort a child in their own womb, we are saying, I reject Jesus. This is where my rejection of Jesus begins. It's not only in missing church attendance and not just avoiding these Holy Week services. It is at every level that we are rejecting Jesus. And, yeah, plenty of us priests and bishops are fools, and we don't do things you like and all that. That is an irrelevancy compared to the need for Jesus Christ and to come to him and to make a commitment to our Lord in faith and to make a commitment to the least of his brethren, whether they're in the womb, whether they are on drugs and poor, and all the other least of Jesus' brethren, to make that commitment to the good and needs of the least is something that Jesus also will say, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Father because of the way you treated the least of the brethren. And when a woman is in a crisis, a pregnancy, for all kinds of reasons, we are going to treat her as Christ. We consider her precious in Jesus. And her education is not as important, her career is not as important as the life of another human being. Oh, this is what, you know, Christ taught us. What you do to the least of my brethren, do to me. Not what you do to my accomplishments. My accomplishments are, you know, can be wonderful things. But human beings and other concerns of human life take precedence over our accomplishments. This is a tough lesson for our world, but I think it's an extremely important one.
And, Father, it's an extremely important one during Holy Week, especially as we are entering the Triduum. And, of course, we have the Mass this evening, the Chrism Mass today for the priests and the bishops. Holy Father already celebrated that in Rome. And then tomorrow, the Good Friday services. And I want to wish you a beautiful Easter weekend, a beautiful Triduum. And thank you for all that you do, Father. And really, just you're such a light in the world and on EWTN. Have a beautiful, beautiful, as we say in Bella Italia, Buona Pasqua.
Yeah,
we'll be right back.
You
we have a beautiful story. Thanks, Father. God bless, and we'll talk to you next week. Father Mitch Pacwa Up next, a story I think that's going to warm your heart and make you feel really good about supporting EWTN. Stay tuned.